Tomorrow, Italy joins the ranks of European countries that have imposed strict anti-smoking laws in indoor public places. The ban covers offices, restaurants, cafes, and nightclubs, and includes hefty fines for offenders. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
It's hard to imagine that Italians will no longer be able to accompany their espresso in a favorite cafe with a puff of smoke. After all, a 1975 law banning smoking from hospitals and trains is often flouted. The new law not only bans customers from smoking indoors, it also requires owners and managers to call the police if a customer persists in smoking. FIPE, the trade body that represents 240,000 cafes, restaurants, and nightclubs, compares this to a witch hunt. FIPE spokeswoman Elisabetta Tonni.
It's not right that the restaurant owners can be a policeman. The policeman must do the policeman, and the restaurant owners must do the restaurant owners.
In fact, the trade body says it will challenge the law in the courts, claiming that it's unconstitutional because Italy's penal code requires that only state officials handle offenses. FIPE has appealed to its members to defy the obligation to report people smoking on their premises to the police. The law provides for fines of up to nearly $3,000 for personnel who fail to report a persistent smoker, but only about $300 for the offender. A leading newspaper denounced this clause under the headline, "The Sheriff's Trattoria," and there's been grumbling in the Italian parliament, 40% of whose members are smokers. One member of the government coalition went so far as to describe the anti-smoking law as worthy of the Taliban. But statistics belie the image of Italians as obsessive chain smokers. The latest official figures put adult smokers at under 25% of the population compared to 22.5% in the U.S. And surveys show that up to 80% of the Italian public is in favor of the anti-smoking ban. Even so, Codecons, one of Italy's main consumer protection groups, claims that 90,000 Italians die every year from smoking-related diseases. Codecons chief Marco Ramadori says his group is ready to make sure that the law is enforced.
We do blitzes. We go as common citizens in the hospital, in schools. We check if someone is smoking, and we call the police. Not to find the people smoking, because it's too easy, but to find the responsible who doesn't do anything to make quit smoking the persons.
The legislation does allow smoking in public places if there's a special, separate section with automatic closing doors and separate ventilation. This will be particularly difficult in the old centers of Italian cities, where building regulations are very strict and space is limited. One such place is Cocodrillo, a new restaurant making its mark on the competitive Roman scene. Owner Chris Matthews worries that the new anti-smoking law will undermine his efforts at building a loyal clientele. And he doesn't like the idea of playing sheriff.
No, I don't really see myself with a six-gun, a shotgun or a revolver slung to my hips. But if that's the law, I'm going to have to do it.
But Matthews and other restaurant owners in Italy can take comfort from the example of Ireland and Norway, where similar strict anti-smoking laws have not led to a drop in business. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.